Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Agents of Mace. Today, we're talking the future of the Marvel Universe and all of the weird, open, sort of side stories, potential for mainline stories. I didn't realize there were as many as there are. So thank you, Luke, for sending that list.
Well, I was going to say maybe we should give a shout out to the person that did this. They go by the auditor. It's like the __ auditor on Reddit. So what they did was they opened up a Reddit thread and they put all of the open plot threads in the MCU, and they did a great job organizing them as well. Like they actually titled the movie it's from, and some movies have multiple open plots. But yeah, I saw this and thought this would be a great episode, because I just started reflecting back on these myself, and man, there's a lot of stories I'd love to get more to it, or even some sort of conclusion.
So kind of thinking about like how we want to do this episode, do you guys think it would be good if, you know, if I just like run through them all really quick, just like brief explanation of each one, then we can talk about what we're thinking? Or do you want to go one by one?
What do you mean by one by one?
movie by movie, since some of the movies do have a couple.
I don't know. I'm open to either there. It's fine with me.
Okay. I know there are a couple in there that seem like, I don't know, placeholders. So I'll just run through them really quick. There are a lot, but there aren't that many. It's not like there's 100 or something. So I'll just give you all the movie that it's from, and then a brief couple word description of what it is, and then we can dive into them as we go forward. But starting with Ant-Man, we know that a Hydra agent escapes with the Pym particle, so there's something there. Spider-Man Homecoming, Aaron Davis mentions he has a nephew. As fans, we all know that's Miles Morales, so is he going to show up? Is he not? The Tinkerer is still out there, and also Mac Garrigan, who is Scorpion, is hunting down Spider-Man or seeking revenge against Spider-Man. In Doctor Strange, we know that Mordo is still out there hunting down sorcerers. In WandaVision, my favorite one, it just says White Vision. So yeah, he's something out there somewhere. Falcon and Winter Soldier, we know Sharon Carter is the power broker. In Shang-Chi, the Ten Rings are sending out the signal. We've also seen this pop up in Miss Marvel, I believe. Mm-hmm. they mention it in there. So we know that something's going on there, but there hasn't been any explanation. Also, Xia Ling is taken over at the Ten Rings organization. In the Eternals, it seems is the one that has the most. These are some of the ones that I'm like, I don't know that they're ever going to do anything with this. But we know that Arishem, who's one of the Eternals, or not Eternals,
Celestials.
He plans to pass judgment on Earth after the Eternals killed Tiamat. Eros joins up with the remaining Eternals to rescue some of them that have been captured, or not, I guess not captured, but are robots in bodies. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. The only one that makes sense and that we all want something is Dane Whitman picks up the ebony blade, goes to pick it up, but he's stopped by Eric Brooks, who is Blade. And then the last one is Tiamat's body is sticking out of the ocean. You'd think that would come up in it, literally any other Marvel property, but it hasn't. So
right.
I don't know if they really care about that. In Spider-Man No Way Home, piece of the symbiote remained in Earth 616. In Moon Knight, Jake Lockley is still working with Khonshu. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Clea arrives to inform Strange that he has caused an incursion and they need to fix it. Which, I don't know, maybe that is Spider-Man.
That one is Multiverse of Madness, I remember.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, maybe the incursion is the Spider-Man stuff. Because did Multiverse come out first?
No, Spider-Man came out first.
No, it's not Spider-Man.
Okay. Thor, Love and Thunder, Hercules hunting down Thor. Super excited about that one. She-Hulk, Bruce brings Scar to Earth, who's his son. Also, Wong breaks Emil Blonsky out of prison. Werewolf by Night, Elsa has the Bloodstone now. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Namor wants Wakanda to depend on Tolokan. And T'Challa's son has taken up his name. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I mean, this one, who knows what's going on here. But we know that there's the Council of Kangs. If it will turn into anything. Guardians of the Galaxy 3. There's the new Guardians of the Galaxy team with Rocket as the leader. So that could be a continuation of the Guardians potentially. We also know Peter Quill is on Earth, so we could find out if he's ever going to be coming back to his Star-Lord role or if he's just going to live on Earth. Secret Invasion opened up a bunch. We have the United States declaring war on all extraterrestrials. That's pretty broad. Sonya Fallsworth forms a partnership with Gaia, and Rhodey's been a Skrull since Civil War. Who knows if that's going to turn into anything or if we're just like, yeah, we know it now. And last but not least, the most recent movie, The Marvels, you know, that Valkyrie has decided to provide refuge to some of the Kree, or not Kree, some of the Skrulls. So they're, even though we knew they were on Earth, now we know that there are more of them on Earth. Kamala Khan's putting together a team, which it's open, but also we kind of have an idea of where that's going. And Monica Rambeau is trapped in a different universe. So those are all of the open plots that could potentially turn into something. So now that we're all caught up, now that everyone knows all the open plots, we'll talk about some of our favorites and some of the ones that we hope are expanded, and then I'm sure we'll touch on all of them at some point, but I do feel like there are a few that just sort of seem like they're not going to do anything with Tiamat in the ocean. I don't know, that just seems like I get that it's a thing that they made a point to show us, but like they've made no effort to bring it back up again, so I don't know that that's going to mean anything. I guess the other big one is, you know, the Council of Kangs, but that's, I'm sure that, you know, that was clearly meant to be something, but in light of recent events, maybe we'll be adjusted in some way, maybe we'll be dropped completely. I doubt that, but I don't know.
Just recast him.
Yeah.
I mean, they could keep moving forward if they just recast. Yeah.
They're variants. It makes so much sense to just recast him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to add, I don't know if we want to call it open, but it seems kind of open that Loki is now like the master of time. I mean, that's got to turn into something at some point. That can't just be like a,
right,
we never saw him again.
Mm-hmm. Feels like the sort of thing people will find out about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, particularly Thor, to be very surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, he's out there. And Thor has his daughter. Mm-hmm. That was another one that I was like, oh, why didn't we talk about? Why isn't she included?
Are we just sending love off to boarding school? Like, why do we not care about her?
Yeah. I mean, maybe that will all lead back into Miss Marvel building a team, or Kamala building a team. You know, maybe love will be a part of that. It seems like a stretch, but also they're trying to build this new younger generation of heroes. So,
yeah. There's two of these I feel that could potentially be aligned as being like kind of leading to the same thing. Monica Rambeau being trapped in a different universe. And then when Clea arrives for Doctor Strange about the incursion, I feel like those could be aligned. And that's how like Rambeau gets back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So those I kind of see leaning towards like the same path, right?
Right.
And even you could put in the Council of Kings in that mix too, if it's going to lead to like Secret Wars with Kang or anything.
Right. Yeah. And there are some too. Like, I wonder if the, you know, Hydra having the Pym particle. I can't think of a villain in Marvel that uses the Pym particle. So I'm wondering if they maybe did that as a way to try to figure out how to introduce MODOK. It was going to be like a Hydra takes the Pym particle and they're trying experiments and it went wrong and it blew up a guy's head and then he became MODOK. And I don't know, it seems like they made a point to show it so that maybe they could have it in their back pocket, but also as a way to explain something. And then they came up with a better way to explain it, so they were like, nah, don't worry about it.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's like, I mean, what, there's been 10 movies since that movie and they haven't ever mentioned it again, so must not be that big of a deal. Spider-Man. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, do we want to kind of circle around and do like our top ones, or do you want to kind of go through all of them?
No, yeah, we can do our top ones. You want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So one that I really would love to see, I feel like it's probably too late at this point, but Mordo is still hunting down the sorcerers. I just feel like, you know, when it comes to like the Doctor Strange, you know, stories, like we just haven't gotten very much there. So I would love to get more into that world and see how it expands upon things. So that storyline is very intriguing to me. I'd love to see more in that realm. The Ten Rings is very intriguing as well, in the sense of like, what signal are they sending out and what would that exactly lead to? I like the mystery behind that, and I really like these characters as well. And so getting more adventures with them and seeing like, you know, more stories there would be really fun. And these are characters I see kind of being like future leaders in like this MCU world if they continue on, you know, kind of taking over the reins of like Captain and Iron Man. So that would be my second one. And then the third one, I would say Elsa gained the Bloodstone. Like the Werewolf by Night as a spinoff was so fascinating, and I like where that was going. And getting more of these kind of like side stories that are kind of more on the darker side of the MCU would be really cool. So that would be a fun one too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm agreeing with some of those.
I'm here for those.
I think my top ones are probably also the Ten Rings, just because I'm wondering if this is going to lead to like how the universes cross over, like how they bring the X-Men universe that we know exists now into this universe. Is that like, there's clearly some sort of cosmic power that's tying these things together. I like Spider-Man. I don't know that I like Spider-Man to the same level as most people seem to like Spider-Man. But I am excited about some of the Spider-Man stuff. The symbiote being here in the Marvel universe is cool. you know, there's, I have issues with the Sony properties. I'm not a huge fan of them. I don't think they're not like the worst things ever, but they're definitely not great. So I'm excited for Marvel to get Spider-Man back to see what they plan to do with things like the symbiote or the Sinister Six. But I get that that's a weird battle of who owns it, when to do movies, how and why, and if they matter or not. I also saw today that Marvel like finished or came to a deal over the rights to Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. There was a lawsuit going on with the original creator. They haven't said what they, you know, what they agreed on, but I'm wondering if that's going to play into any of who owns the rights to make the movies, or if that's still going to be a ongoing struggle with Sony on who gets to make that stuff. I think the other big one for me is, where did it go? Oh, Hercules. That's the other big one for me. I think super cool that we're introducing some of these heroes in the more like mythological space. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing like where that leads. You know, is it going to be a Thor movie where Hercules is the bad guy through the whole movie, and then at the end they become friends and now Hercules is a good guy and helps the Avengers? Or are they going to try to do some like Civil War II, but not Civil War II, and maybe introduce some of the characters from that story that they didn't do the first time? Obviously down the line a little bit, because I'm hoping that we get some Fantastic Four and we get like a Ragnarok version of Thor, the like robot Thor that Mr. Fantastic builds. So there's so many cool things that like could come about because of that. It would just take some like really good story writing to include all that in a way that doesn't seem like, well, you already did this once. But yeah, I think that's my other big one. And then Blade, I mean, come on, give us Blade.
Well, I have a top three. I have an honorable mention, and then I have one that feels like it should be a bigger deal, but I really don't think it's going to. And I'll start with that one. The one that I feel like should be a bigger deal, but isn't, is that Tiamat sticking up out of the ocean.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's got the same energy as like right now. The government keeps basically saying that there are aliens, and we're just like, no one has the time to deal with this right now. We are busy. We've got stuff going on. Look at everything. We can't handle this right now. Yes, something weird happened. Can we do anything about it? No. So I kind of feel like we're not super revisiting that one anytime soon. But again, it should be a deal, because there's a gigantic, you know, part of a, you know, person, quote unquote, that's just kind of there that wasn't. My top three ones, the Peter Quill on Earth is one of mine, because they set that up as being something that they're going to follow. And I think it could be a fun story to see Peter readjusting to life back on Earth, to not being, you know, a legendary space outlaw like he's used to. We can see him continue to kind of resolve his feelings for Gamora. We can see him maybe taking on new adventures with the powers that he does have. So I'm looking forward to that, because again, I think it'll be a fun time for us to check back in with Peter Quill. The next one is Young Avengers. Like, I'm excited to see this group finally get together, especially because like we're starting to see some things like in the previews for the Agatha Harkness Disney Plus show that they keep changing the name of so many times. We see that she's meeting up with Billy and Tommy, Wanda's boys. And so they could easily be brought into the Young Avengers. We have Hulk's son, Scar, who could probably be. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scar. Mm-hmm. He could be one of the Young Avengers. And of course, we've got Kate Bishop. We've got Ant-Man's daughter. Her name is Casey, right?
I think you're right. Ant-Man, daughter.
And yeah, and Kamala Khan, of course. So I think that could be a really, really fun group if they're putting that together. It would be another neat one for us to follow. Just like I'm excited for Thunderbolts, I'm excited for Young Avengers. And my third one is also Hercules, but mine is, I don't know anything about the comics. I've never read them. I know a little bit of the Greek myths, but I'm excited because, as I mentioned before, Hercules is played by Brett Goldstein, who also plays the love of my life, Roy Kent, on Ted Lasso. So I'm just excited to see him come into the MCU. And my honorable mention, because again, I don't know if we're going to check back in with this. And if we do, I don't know where it would go, but White Vision's just out there.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's up to. He's just zooming around, thinking about stuff, learning about life. So yeah, I would be happy to see us check back in with Vision, and we might in the Agatha Harkness series, maybe, and perhaps down the line. But yeah, I would be excited for us to have more time with Vision, to have more time with Paul Bettany. So yeah, again, I don't know we're gonna do anything with this. He might just zoom around Earth for eternity, but we might. And if we do, I'm here for it.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So I just thought of another one that could fall into the White Vision category, and this would apply for multiple movies, but Contessa Valentina.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, like, I love the actress, and it's just so fascinating to see this character pop up in multiple projects at this point. But I would love just to know, like, the origin of this character more and kind of what the plan is with that story. Like, I guess we know it's kind of leading to Thunderbolts, but I wouldn't mind like a prequel that leads up to it. Right. That gives more context around it and kind of the drive for this character, like what got them into this role. I think that'd be really cool.
I think it's so. My biggest problem with the Thunderbolts is that, like, General Ross, Thunderbolt mm-hmm. Ross, starts and leads the Thunderbolts. Them introducing Contessa as, like, the catalyst for the Thunderbolts is like, okay, I get it. You don't want to show us Ross yet. You don't know who's going to be. I mean, obviously now we know who it's going to be, but.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
At the time, sure, I get it. But now it seems like they're making her into... I can't think of her name. What's the lady who runs the Suicide Squad? Like, that's the vibes
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
getting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I get it, but, like, you know, does it have to be, like, exactly like that? I get that that's what the Thunderbolts are, essentially, right? They're basically, like, the Marvel equivalent of the Suicide Squad. It's a bunch of villains who thought they were heroes but are actually villains now being forced to do, like, the dirty work of the United States government. So I don't know. I want them to do, I think that movie's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to it, but I just don't want it to be like another Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah. Yeah. If it floats too close to that, like, there'll be a lot of backlash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was, yeah.
I think another, I don't know if it's open or not. I mean, maybe it's just nothing, but we've already seen things like alluding to the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
And we know as fans that they are doing a Fantastic Four movie, but we don't know the implications of that. And also, I don't know if you guys follow as closely as I feel like I have been lately, all of the new set photos from the Deadpool movie. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a Fantastic Four flying car in one of the scenes, so, or in one of the photos. So I want to know, like, is the Fantastic Four going to be introduced as a pre-existing group of heroes or scientists or whatever, or are they going to be introduced as some people and we're going to have to watch them get their powers? But like, they just have so much to do with like multiverse and time travel and all that stuff that it seems like now is the perfect time to introduce them, when you're right, like right on the cusp of showing us exactly how everything works. And now having Loki be the like king of time, it would make sense to just go ahead and introduce them. But
it could still just be cameos from like the old movies that we got.
I was gonna say, I feel like in the Deadpool it's gonna be like Jessica Alba and Chris Evans.
Now have you both seen the new Deadpool 3 images that came out? Yeah, I think it was yesterday. With the Predator.
Yes, I saw that.
You saw those? You didn't see those? I think the whole point of it was like, I think it's to throw everyone off of like, there's so many images out there, like you said, that have different like things going on in them. But there's like a couple of images where it looks like they're like, there's like, you know, Wolverine and Deadpool and like a couple of the cast, and they're sitting there having a conversation with the Predator that's clearly been like photoshopped in. And then there's like another image where the Predator is part of it as well. But I think it's just like, don't believe everything you see on the internet.
Yeah,
like, so many of these things could be photoshopped from fans like trying to like lead you to like expect all of these things that are going to happen in it.
But then on the flip side, it's Deadpool, so like all of this could just be the other day, completely in it.
They had announced that the actress that was in Logan is coming back
X-23.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I saw that Channing Tatum is going to be here in his Gambit role. It's like so many things that are like, these all could very well be misleading information, mm-hmm. and none of this is actually going to happen. But at the same time, it's like, I could definitely see them doing it. And it's the same thing as like, is Hugh Jackman Wolverine, right? We know he's in the movie. We know he's wearing a Wolverine outfit. That doesn't really mean that he's Wolverine. He could be just Hugh Jackman, and Deadpool found him and is forcing him to play the role of Wolverine. He could be any number of like Wolverine clones, or, you know, so I think that's, they're having a lot of fun with it. But also it's like, there's so many chances for things to be laid out in this movie that could be setups for things later on that don't necessarily have anything to do with Deadpool. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's not like a nothing character in the comics. There's plenty of comic storylines where Deadpool is like one of the leading factors of how things play out. So,
right.
I don't know the Fantastic Four. I mean,
even to that point, like, I would love it if, and I know we're kind of trailing off the initial subject matter, but man, if Ryan Reynolds could get with Donald Glover to go over like his Deadpool series, you know, that he was trying to get with FX, and incorporate that in some way, that would be awesome. Also, another side note, since we're just going all over the place now, Jonathan Majors is trending. So I guess there's some news that circulated from like the end of week one in court. So I guess some text messages were released. So I don't know. This may be the end for his role as Kang.
I mean,
I don't know how long the court's supposed to happen to last for this trial, but like the right. the length, you know.
It just seems like as Disney and Marvel or whoever's in charge of making this call, just pull the trigger. Just mm-hmm. get like, all right, he's no longer going to be playing Kang. We're going to recast Kang, or we're going to push Kang to a later date until we figure out how we want to rework the story. If we want to rework the story, whatever. I agree that just recast him. They're all variants. It doesn't matter. But I also understand that that sets like a dangerous precedent for Marvel to be like, oh, well, we can just reintroduce Captain America and Iron Man as different actors and just redo right. the original movies. So it's like, I get the worry there, but at the same time, like, this is different. You're not just reintroducing a character to reintroduce a character. This yeah. is like a storyline that you set up that is now
yeah.
left wide open.
Yeah. And we're far enough along to like, it just wouldn't make any sense to go to scrap it. It's right. so much easier to recast. Yeah. And that gets me nervous. Like, I just don't want them to feel like if they're backed into a wall, like the only solution is to completely just stop everything and reboot everything. Mm. Like, just wait a second.
Dude, not reboot. Just recast.
Just recast.
Yeah. I think another thing worth talking about is She-Hulk and Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to lead to anything? Or because they did that like crazy fourth wall break at the end mm-hmm. of She-Hulk, is that going to lead to anything? Like, it was all of that just fun, nothing? Or was that all like canon with the MCU now that there's a robot named Kevin that's controlling all of the storylines? Like, it was funny and it was wild at the time, but now looking back at it, you're like, does this mean something? Are you gonna bring that back again at some point?
It's just like, as you say that, all I'm thinking of is Quantumania with Scott, just like, did I defeat him?
Did I? yeah. So I feel like there are more open-ended plot lines that like maybe don't need to be explored. Like, I don't know if it would be great if the next season of whatever show they were like, oh yeah, now we're fighting Kevin the robot that's controlling the universe. I'd be like, this is I did not see this coming. But at the same time, it is like, you did set that up. Was it just a joke, or does it mean something? Did She-Hulk and Daredevil have some sort of relationship? Was that not Daredevil because he had that different suit? Was that some other version of Daredevil in a different universe? Like, the multiverse stuff really messed everything up, because now I never know what to trust. Like, does any of this mean anything, or was it just some multiverse thing that, which I mean, maybe that was their deal, that was their setup, was that
yeah,
if the fans don't like something enough, they could just be like, that was Earth 617. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Whatever. I still ship it. Go get your man, She-Hulk.
I want them to bring back Leapfrog or whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah. It's like, get a story arc where like, from the lawyer side of things, they're just putting away like all these criminals, right? And then they all like team together behind bars, break out to go after She-Hulk and Daredevil. And so
yeah I'm into it.
Either that or like pull in Kingpin. Like, Kingpin breaks them out and they're like, basically they all work for Kingpin now, and he's, you know, the one, he's the big bad that they've got to take down.
Well, and that was something that I was going to ask you both. What do you think? Do you think that we're going to get a Marvel Sinister Six, or do you think that the next time we see the Sinister Six, it's going to be a Sony property? Because they're setting them up.
Things being Sony properties.
Yeah, me too. They're setting them up, but they're doing that really annoying thing where it's like, they're heroes. We're supposed to like them and feel bad for them. But it's like, I don't feel bad for Kraven. He's a bad guy. Yeah. Don't make it about he's getting revenge for his brother or whatever.
Cautiously nervous about that movie.
I'm just nervous about it.
I'm expecting Sinister Six is going to probably stay as a Sony property. It feels like that's the direction they're wanting to go with Spider-Man right now. So, yeah.
Okay, but I mean, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say they did set up Spider-Man to be like a, if Sony messes it up and then when Marvel gets it back, they can just be like, none of that happened.
Yeah.
Everybody forgot Spider-Man last time we saw him. Go ahead, Elise.
Yeah.
I was only going to say about Kraven the Hunter. Like, yes, that movie looks quite bad. But have y'all seen how just random ladies have reacted to the like poster and the trailer online? They're like, I don't care what this is about. This is a fine looking dude. And I will be there. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but see, then they're going to think that they're making good movies and they'll keep making them. Don't go see it, everyone.
Or do the thing where you go and pay to see one movie, but then sneak into that movie.
Yeah, there you go. Everyone should do that.
Like we did with Morbius.
Man, oh man. When's the release date for that?
It's soon, isn't it?
Probably. What do you want to bet that it's like January where they just leave movies to die?
You probably, yeah.
Yes, I thought it was January, February. Hang on.
Like, this isn't going to do well.
Oh, no, it's fall. It's August 30th. So when was Madame Web?
So
that's February. That's February of next year.
That's first. I thought that would be second.
That's first. And I was wondering, like,
nowhere.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm trying to, now I'm curious, because I thought this was like announced not that long ago, but man, it moved through production quickly then. So now the question is like, will they do like some sort of post-credit scene, and is it going to be something for Kraven or something entirely different?
If they do, I hope it's not for Kraven.
Yeah.
Show me something else that you got working, because I'm not excited about that movie either. So if they're going to show me anything, it better be like
Mobius.
Give me Mobius too. No, it better be like the first crossover Spider-Man Venom movie or something. Like I need something good. It can't be.
They're working on the next Venom movie, so they could do a little nod to that.
Yeah, but that Venom's problem is they came out too strong. They hit us with Venom, and then they hit us the next movie with Venom's like biggest villain.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, now no matter who you make him face, it's not going to be as bad as Carnage.
Now I need to know, like, who are some of the other villains? Like,
well, there's, I mean, just like
that, it's like Spider-Man, right? Like the only
Venom have villains? He is a villain,
right?
I guess. Well, that's the thing. Is like, are we sticking with Eddie Brock Venom, or are we going to eventually get Agent Venom, and then it becomes more like he's a good guy and he's fighting, you know, all the bad guys? I think the only other like Venom bad guy, other than like the slew of other symbiotes that are like sort of not cool with Venom, is the King in Black. Like that whole storyline where it's like the guy who literally like runs and rules the planet of the symbiotes comes down to reclaim Venom, and everybody fights him and it's a big deal. But
unless he's,
that's a huge story. Like they can't just hit us with that.
Yeah, they could go down the Life Foundation symbiotes, or they could go with the Scream route, or there's Toxin.
I assume that they would Scream. Null? Yeah, Null is the King in Black, I think.
Yeah,
it's like the weird elf looking guy.
Yeah,
Yeah, but that's such a huge story. You can't do that without some sort of setup.
Right. But of course, you know, on this list, it's like the one that could truly match Venom is Carnage.
Yeah. And they already did it. And they didn't do it well either. So it's like, well, no. I don't know. Sony, just
give up.
Please.
Sony, just cash in. Sell the rights. Yeah. Get the money.
Yeah.
You know.
Or do something where you're like, here's the deal, Marvel. If you give us 10% of sales, we'll let you have complete creative control, and we're not going to tell you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then fine. You get some money, and you don't ruin the movie for those of us who don't want a bad Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how much input Holland's going to have. Like, if they want to do something, he's just like, no, like, doesn't flow well with, like, the Spider-Man we've set up for the MCU. So, like, let's not do that.
Yeah, and then they'll go, that's fine. We'll get Andrew Garfield again.
Yay!
I don't know.
I wonder how many times they've asked Andrew or Toby. Like, you know, lately they've probably got...
Oh, I've already seen like 100 different versions of movie ideas that people have put out there that are like, these are happening next. And it's like, mm-hmm, Amazing Spider-Man 3 or the Raimi Spider-Verse number 4. It's like, none of that is happening. Like, they came back for the one movie. Cool. If they happen to come back for another movie, which I really don't think so, why are we doing more Spider-Man when we could do a Miles Morales or any number of other spider based heroes in the MCU? I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Well, I think that about wraps it up for the big open plot points. If there's one that you know of or one that you think is an open plot point that we didn't talk about, send it to us on social and we'll discuss it there. If there's one of these that you think is your favorite, let us know that as well. For our question this week, that'll be the question, is what is your most looked forward to open plot in the MCU? And again, there are more than just the list that we gave. I mean, you even saw on the episode, right? We just kept coming up with new ones. So again, if there's something that we missed that you're like, this is how did they not talk about this? This is the mm-hmm. biggest open plot point ever. Namor has wings on his feet. I don't know. Yeah. Who's a mutant? You know, there's all kinds. Yeah. that counts too, if that's your answer. But yeah, thank you all for listening. And well, I guess before we go, did we miss anything? Is there anything else you guys wanted to pepper in there?
You know, I feel like there's been so much. It does feel, the last thing I'll say, it feels like we're probably getting more Marvel movies next year than we anticipated. Like, we'll have plenty we'll talk about going into next year. I just don't know how many are going to be the actual like MCU properties at this point.
I think just one.
Yeah, maybe one.
Because Disney Marvel came out and said like,
mm-hmm,
sorry, we shoved 10,000 pieces of content down your throats and it wasn't all great. We're going to make them less of them and they're going to be really good. So,
all right. Either way, we'll see. Really excited to talk about them all.
And on that note, we'll see you all next week. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another... Oh, just kidding. We have to clap.
Hey. What does Wonka say? Like, can't remember what Wonka says. Scratch that, reverse, or never mind. something like that.
Yeah, flip it and reverse it. In 3, 2, 1.